And here we go. That's right. It is time for the good stuff with Kim and Mike. And we're delighted to be with you. Got a message for you from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. They celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Mike's got some good cowboy information coming up shortly.
I do have something from our friend R.P. Smith today on the program. First, I want to remind you about all kinds of cowboy stuff and everything else going on at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Yep, it's a huge event. There'll be over 300,000 people through the Monument and Rapid City area this weekend. And don't forget Tanner Usre and Kenny Fielder concerts coming up February 6th and Old 60 with Rob Langdon February 7th. Get your tickets for that as well. Lots of things all week long at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
That's right. And you know what you need? You need a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need for a ranching publication and rodeo and horses. It goes on and on. They cover so many topics. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Go to TSLN.com to subscribe.
Something by R.P. Smith out of the Broken Bow, Nebraska area, smack dab in the middle of the state of Nebraska, pretty close. It's called Last Ditch Effort. And RP tells us this: I've got three geldings in my string, all better than I've ever had before, but life would be more fulfilling if I was pitching hay to just one more. My broodmare band is a solo act, just her and the stud in that pen, but the AQHA says to get anywhere, I need to have at least 10. I have 150 cows that the bank has no paper on, but to be a success, I need 200, even if I'm overdrawn. I guess that's what's made our country great, to always reach for a higher goal. But I fear sometimes our desire for more has gotten out of control. The economy's a mess when people don't spend, so we buy more and borrow more, and the cycle doesn't end. I know that 6 feet under is the standard depth when our soul's on this earth no more. But it's a competitive world, and to be my best, put me down at least 6'4". R.P. Smith and Last Ditch Effort today.
Oh, I do enjoy his work. Remember Irma Bombeck? Here's a quote from her. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. That's a good thought.
That is a good thought. A little more humor for you today. Thanks to the World Wide Web, five cannibals are hired as programmers at a large Fortune 500 company. During the onboarding process, the HR director sets him down for a serious talk. You're all part of the team now, the director says. You have full benefits, great salaries, and free access to the cafeteria. But there is one strict rule. You must not eat any of the other employees. The cannibals promise they won't. And for 2 months, everything goes perfectly. They hit their deadlines and write clean code. But one day, the HR director storms into their office looking furious. You've all been working hard, and I appreciate that, he snaps. But the woman who cleans the break room on the third floor has gone missing. Do any of you know what happened to her? The cannibals all shake their heads innocently and swear they have no idea. The director grunts and leaves to file a police report. As soon as the door closes, the leader of the cannibals turns to the smallest one and slaps him on the back of the head. You idiot, the leader hisses. For 8 weeks, we've all been eating team leaders, middle managers, and agile consultants, and no one has noticed a thing. Why did you have to go and eat the cleaning lady? She's the only person in this entire building who actually does any work.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Here are some funnies that Julie French from Mortonville, Minnesota recently sent us. Just kind of a variety. Why isn't the number 11 pronounced 181?
Because nobody can say that.
If 4 out of 5 people suffer from diarrhea, does that mean that 1 out of 5 enjoys it?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. Why do croutons come in airtight packages? Is it stale bread to start with? If people from Poland are called Poles, then why aren't people from Holland called Holes?
Well, because that would be wrong.
If a pig loses its voice, is it disgruntled?
I think so.
I do too.
Don't forget Bull Bash coming up in Valentine, February 14th. And of course, it's Valentine's Day. Check things out there at bullbash.net, where the bulls will be back on Main Street. And if you're planning a getaway this summer, well, get away to the Sandhills in the Valentine area. Find out more at visitvalentine.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.